Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting and podcasting from the mothership, the Black Diamond Group mothership, in the middle of the Mitten, a beautiful nutrient field. We got clones, drones, and phones. That's right, folks. And in that order, not necessarily that order, I should say. Craig Russell, the hustle, the muscle. I don't know where to begin, Craig. We have a huge show. How you doing, my brother?
I am doing good. It's been a little warm past few days, but it's going to, eventually it's going to snow. So going to take it the way it comes and the way it gives us. This is a big show, man. Big show.
Big show. We cranked it and spanked it. We turned it and burned it. Opened the show with Def Leppard, Let It Rock, Let It Go, Baby. We're going to be churning that one. Coming and going from break, and one of my literally Craig all-time favorite groups. Love that song. It just jacks me up.
Top five Todd Levitt groups, I'm guessing.
Right now it's in, Kid Rock, Eminem, Uncle Ted will always be my top five because we're from Michigan, they're from Michigan, but right now they're number one, Def Leppard, on my death chart of playing music just to get me turning and burning and churning all day long.
I was going to ask you, do you ever, when you're riding on your bike, do you ever have any music in? Do you listen to anything when you're on your fat tire?
Yes and no. I don't advise anyone out there, if you're going to be pedaling, walking, hiking, where there's traffic, to have any earbuds in so you're distracted from any motorized vehicles that may be coming or trying to notify you that they're behind you. So the answer is yes and no. The answer is no. Once in a while, if it's a certain time of day in the evening on certain backcountry roads, yes, I'll put one butt in, leave one out, and I'll just crank it and spank it and start pedaling. So does that make sense? It's common sense.
It makes perfect sense, and I wish more people had more common sense like you, Todd.
And if you're just tuning in for the first time, I am attorney Todd L. Levitt of the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. You are Craig Russell of The Hustle, The Morning Hustle. We're broadcasting from where, Craig?
From the middle of the Mitten in the Black Diamond Group mothership on 98.5 UPS and Rock 105 and Rock 95.5. We just rock all across central and northern Michigan and podcasting all over God's green earth.
Yeah, big shout out to all of our listeners in all the states across this great country of ours. We love our country, our vets. But California, aside from Michigan, California, Ohio, Illinois, and Florida are the most downloaded states for our podcast in the country. So kudos to all of those states and all the other states. Please let your friends know about us. And Craig, we're heard in two dozen countries it's amazing. I mean, the show is spreading.
It's worldwide. And speaking of some of the states, well, for starters, if you're going to listen to us on a podcast, you can podcast us all over the place. We're on SoundCloud. We're on iTunes. We're on Spotify. Make sure you download it. Listen to the show. You can also catch up on past shows, too, and find out about stuff that's coming up in the future. We've got cannabis news from a few of the states you mentioned, including from California, including from Michigan, including from Missouri and North Dakota. Stuff happened with elections this past week, so we've got some cannabis news to get to later on in the show.
In addition, we have cannabis news from the great state of New Mexico. We have an email to get to. We have an announcement. And we have a special guest in the mothership who's going to be joining us throughout the show, Little John, who we'll introduce here in a moment. If you have no idea who Little John is, you'll have to listen to past episodes. But stay tuned because Little John is a friend of mine. He's a friend of yours. And he's just a friend, period. Yep. So Little John will be coming on the show. But Craig, I want to give kudos out to a late. You know, I always complain about people who are driving out there, whether it has to deal with four-way stops or speeding or texting or whatever it is. I have some kudos to give.
Okay.
3 days ago, I'm driving. I'm on my way to work, and I'm totally being tailgated. I mean, I'm in my truck. I'm driving the speed limit. I don't want to hit any deer. You know, the sun's coming up. I'm smart enough to know from hitting deer in the past, you know, and hunting when the deer come out to feed. And I was being tailgated by a four-door Oldsmobile. I looked in my rearview mirror when I got to the stop sign, and it was a gray-haired little old lady barely over the steering wheel. I got to give kudos to this lady for tailgating me. I mean, I don't want to be tailgating. It's not safe. It's dangerous. Don't do it. But, you know, this is the type of individual who you often see going below the speed limit, and they probably shouldn't be driving. This lady was like a NASCAR driver at Michigan down there in Brooklyn, Michigan Raceway down there.
Michigan International Speedway. She was drafting behind you, in other words. She was trying to finish second.
I could not believe what I was seeing. I mean, if I was, you know, on Snapchat or Instagram, I would have asked permission to take a picture and put this on the, you know, out there. This lady was unbelievable. I even gave her an opportunity to pass me. I sped up maybe 1 or 2 miles an hour over the speed limit. I mean, this lady was unbelievable. I got to give her kudos. So whoever that was, big kudos to that lady in the four-door Oldsmobile, you know, just, you know, turning it and burning it. I mean, holy cow.
You know what? You know, usually do all the complaining on this show. Every once in a while, I have a pet peeve to talk about, and you just mentioned it. I hate it when people are right behind you and you give them the opportunity to pass you. Like, there's nobody coming in the other lane, and you kind of slow down a little bit, even get over to the right a little bit to let them pass you, and then they don't go past you. It's like, come on, you had your chance. Now, don't sit there and ride me. Because you had an opportunity to get past me and get on your merry little way. Some people are in a big hurry in life. And I always try and pull over a little bit and say, look, go ahead and pass me. And they never do. And I'm like, it's my thing.
Here, I have a complaint, and I hope it never comes to our country. How about open ear urinals in Paris? Oh, did you hear about this? It's crazy.
I did hear about this. This is crazy.
Apparently in Paris, they installed these, I don't even know how to describe them. They're contraptions where a man will walk up to, and I don't want to be descriptive. I mean, we're a family show for the most part, and, you know, do his thing. And literally, I mean, you got to look this up. It's crazy. I mean, can you imagine? I don't want to see anybody, unless I'm out in the backcountry and there's nowhere else to do your business, I don't want to see that done on any street, you know, in and around my office. I mean, I just think it's crazy.
Well, you know why they do this and why they've put these in? First place, they look like a garbage can that a guy just walks up to and, you know, does his thing. But it's because they have a problem in Paris with men just doing that right on the street out in the open, not caring if anybody sees or not. So they're saying this is a way to at least make it a little more private, although it's not like it's a porta potty. People still know exactly what you're doing. They're just not doing it in the street.
Craig, is it Paris or Paris? What's the pronunciation?
Well, it's Paris, but it's Parisian is describing, but it's Paris.
Yeah, no, I absolutely think it's disgusting. Hey, Craig, we have a huge show. Little John's coming on the show. I want to talk about mycompassion.org, an amazing organization. It's a nonprofit. And I want to talk about everything they've been doing and what they're doing. to reach out to the community in regards to educational and community outreach programs. They're doing so much in the way of communicating ways for responsible use of cannabis. I want to talk about mycompassion.org. Please check it out. I want to talk about some of the things that you brought up earlier in regards to some updates around the country, cannabis updates. We have a lot to get to, Craig, but before we go to break, let's bring little John on the show.
Hey.
Little John.
Little John, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how yous all doing there? I'm doing great. I hope yous are too. If I was any better, I'd be triplets.
Now, little John, for those that don't know you or can't see you or have never met you, you are truly little.
Well, yeah, I'm just about as big as round as I am tall. That way I can roll down south for the winter and just got to worry about getting a ride back up.
How tall are you, little John?
I'm 4 foot nothing. 4 foot 11 and a half.
Yeah, and you've had a very interesting life. It's been full of, boy, just like a movie. I mean, we can get into it. It would take up five shows, but we're stoked to have you in the studio. You're an advocate. You're compassionate about the things you believe in, and that's why you're here.
And little John is also part of our show open. He's the one who's on the show open. He goes, he always listens to Todd. Isn't that right, little John?
Oh, yeah. I've tried to be there when I can. You know, I was honored to ask to be doing that. I've been with Todd since he started this show about 8 years ago.
And before that, little John, I used to have a big skateboard company. We used to give away all our product to all the young men and women who are skating, supporting the skateboard industry. As an old skater kid myself from the 70s, little John always assisted me in helping the kids with skating. So, little John, you and I have been together a long time.
Yes, we have, brother, you know, and I work with them kids all the time. That makes it awesome.
You and I have been together longer than my 10 marriages combined, actually.
Oh, my. I didn't realize that, my brother.
And you know what the number one cause of divorce is, do you?
I do.
No.
What's that, Craig? What do you think the number one cause of divorce is?
Marriage.
Exactly. Marriage.
It's an old lawyer's joke.
Little John, we love you. And hey, Craig. We have to go to break?
Yes, we do have to go to break, Todd.
Okay, well, take us out.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show thanks you for listening to our podcast. If you have a business you think people would want to hear about, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show accepts advertising. We can promote your business to a very specialized, targeted audience. Any size commitment and any budget. Email toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com for more information about sponsoring and advertising on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show podcast.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting and podcasting, coming back strong with Death Leopard, Let It Rock, Let It Go. We're just turning it and burning it, Craig, little John.
Yes, we are, and we're getting ready to rock it and sock it.
What did you say, clones, drones, and what was it again? Bones? What are you...
Clones, drones, and phones.
There we go.
Planes, trains, and automobiles. In the mothership, we have phones, clones, and drones.
And the clones are growing bigger.
Hey, Craig, we have an email from a listener.
Okay.
And this email comes from out of state, Ohio, the great state of Ohio, south of the Michigan border here. Go blue to all our listeners in Ohio. And
oh, that's nice.
As a criminal defense attorney, one of the main issues that I've had to fight for and advocate over the years is when I've had clients who were arrested, placed in custody over marijuana plants, whether they were cardholders, had immunity, caregivers with immunity, or neither. And the question is, as defined by Michigan law, what exactly is marijuana? That's what they want to know from me. So we appreciate the question, toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com. So, Craig and Little John, it's a great question. Would you like to take a shot at it, Little John? What do you think marijuana, what's part of the plant, the sativa plant, marijuana? What else would you say is part of that?
The marijuana. The THC, the crystals on the plants, the leaves.
Okay.
And it all can be used. Don't waste what you got because you can make great tea.
So all parts of the plant, cannabis sativa, growing or not, is how you define marijuana in the state of Michigan under the statutes. The seeds of the plant, that's correct, Little John, the seeds of the plant, and you refer to the resin extracted from any part of the plant, every compound, manufacturer, salt, derivative, let's see, mixture, I'm going over my brain, or preparation of the plant or its seeds or resin is defined by Michigan law. That's what the marijuana sativa means, Craig.
See, and I was going to just say the leaf, but I guess when, you know, sometimes you hear people complain like in TV shows and stuff about it being all stems and stuff, you know, and not being someone who actually smokes the product. I didn't really exactly understand what that means. But now when you explain it as the whole plant, it can mean lots of parts of the plant.
Correct. Correct. Well, you know, it does not include the stalks of the plant, you know, the fibers produced from the stalks, oil or cake made from the seeds of the plant, or any other compound, derivative mixture, or preparation of the mature stalks. So I think it's important to remember that. And hemp is the fiber, just to refresh our listeners' memory, and seed part of the cannabis sativa plant as well. And the term hemp, though, is only used in state law as part of the Industrial Hemp Research Act that was passed in 2014. You know, that's something that you and I have been very passionate about, Little John, as well, that it's time to end federal prohibition against the plant and allow farmers across the country to compete with farmers around the world and, you know, produce hemp. So that's the definition. Thank you from Ohio, Napoleon, Ohio. That came from Jeremy from Napoleon, Ohio. And what's the Michigan definition or state law, how they define marijuana? So there you go, folks. And most of the listeners knew that. Some didn't. Little John, what did you want to add?
The CBD oil, that's what that stands for.
Yeah, well, I mean, CBDs is a cannabis oil, and it does come from the marijuana plant as well. That's absolutely right. And typically it has less than, you know, 1% THC in it. But we talk about that often. Craig, you had an update on some of the states, correct?
I did. Which one do you want all the other states, or do you want California first? What do you want?
California, baby, because I love the Beach Boys. And what can I say? I love the Beach Boys. California girls, baby.
Well, California's got some struggles these days, and if you listen to the show in California and you are an advocate and possibly even consume the product, you might know some of the issues. The largest legal marijuana market is having a struggle. The sales of illicit marijuana, which means it's not going through the state coffers and it's not going through the dispensaries, is booming, which means lots of people aren't buying it from the state-sponsored dispensaries, from the state-sponsored areas you can buy it from, and it's causing big problems. You know, that's been one of the hallmarks of marijuana and cannabis legalization across the country, is that all the tax money that you can see. Now, California is the biggest state in the United States. There's nearly 50 million people in the state, and how they're only collecting about $300 million in the first year on taxes on legal marijuana is mind-boggling. They were projecting it to be almost a $2 billion a year windfall. Now it's gone way less because there's so many places you can go buy illicit marijuana, which, again, as we've talked about on the show before, marijuana in itself, you know, you're not really sure how, you know, if somebody was, say, going to be arrested for marijuana possession, or at least was going to be questioned about it in a state where it's legal recreational, how would you know where they got it from? Well, in California, it's causing big problems. And the fact that there's not been a lot of demand through the legal dispensaries and places like that, it means a lot of times people walk into them looking to buy, and a lot of the shelves have been empty because they're getting it all from illicit ways. And that's causing problems.
Michigan, you have
where we have the upside triangle label with the marijuana plant on it. That way you know you're buying it directly from the state. And I happened to visit a shop the other day in Everett. And our little town Everett has one, and very secure place. They're doing it by the rules and everything. And everything they had in there had the triangle, upside down triangle. And it had the state the marijuana plant on it.
What Little John's referring to is the state of Michigan developed a logo to be placed on products that are sold under the licensing throughout the state.
Right. I have people right now using the oil, rubbing it on their back, rubbing it on their arms for gout, the oils. And it's taking care of the pain for the whole day. These are 80, 70, 80, and 90-year-old people. I'm telling you, I'm close to there. That's why I guess they talk to me about it, and they know I'm on this show. And they've asked why I haven't been on in a while, but, you know, you do what you do.
Little John, you're always a part of the show. Hey, that brings up a nice transition in regards to compassion oil and, you know, medical uses for the plant. I can't say enough about mycompassion.org, Craig. Check it out, mycompassion.org. Since 2009, they're a federally recognized 501c3 nonprofit organization, and they continue to make tremendous advancements in communicating ways for the responsible use of cannabis. And it's just an outstanding organization. You know, Heidi, who's part of the executive board, she's the founder, one of the founding members, and the executive director with Glenda and Donald. They do just such a great job. Tracy, Zoe. They got a medical advisory board. They have a legal advisory board. So check out mycompassion.org. Heidi is going to be on the show in the upcoming weeks, and they provide a variety of education opportunities where there's reliable information about medical cannabis that the public can ingest and learn about in regards to patients and families and government agencies, healthcare providers. And, you know, they also, My Compassion maintains lines of communication with other professional associations and organizations so that they will foster, Craig, you know, cooperative activities for a positive outcome for the end user, who's the patient, that also benefits the family. So check out mycompassion.org. I've been invited to speak at a symposium, Craig and Little John, that's being sponsored and put on by mycompassion.org. And I want to give a big shout out to Matthew Moon. Matthew Moon's a great young man, NMU student. So I'm going to be speaking at a symposium and as a guest speaker in the upcoming months. And we'll talk more about in the next coming weeks how you can be part of that symposium and gain all the great information that mycompassion.org and all the sponsors and volunteers are going to be providing to the general public. So I'm stoked, and thank you to My Compassion for inviting me.
That's awesome. Mycompassion.org if you want to find out more about that. That's really cool. I can't wait to hear more.
I've been asked to speak about K-12 cannabis. And we talked about the new state law in Illinois, so I'll be touching on that. There's a lot of parents out there with a lot of questions, and I'm going to have the answers for them. And that's what I'm going to be speaking about this symposium. I am stoked, Little John. In fact, Little John, I'm going to take you with me.
Well, I'm up for it. Ain't been there since I visit people in the prisons.
And Craig, I know you have some more updates, but I want to give a big shout out to, in the state of Michigan, Ingham County. I want to give a big shout out to the Ingham County prosecuting attorney, Carol Seaman. The Ingham County Prosecutor's Office has a program for first-time offenders. If you're stopped, pulled over, or identified as somebody that's in illegal possession of marijuana, instead of having to hire attorneys and go through the whole court program, they've developed a deferral program, Craig, a diversion program. So if you're a first-time offender and you meet the requirements and you follow through on what's required and you get this letter from the prosecutor's office, you have an opportunity to walk away and not have a criminal history and not have to go through the whole court system as most other individuals do that I represent.
That's awesome. And that probably not only will kind of lead us into some of the talk in the next segment about medical marijuana and marijuana dispensaries in Michigan and licenses, et cetera, part of more of our cannabis update. But that will lead me to a question that I have for you, Todd L. Levitt, about recreational marijuana in Michigan coming up on the vote here later in November. But first, we got
to
take...
I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off. I know we have to go to break, and we'll go to break real quick here. But again, this is the first diversion program that I know of as a defense attorney, whereby an individual, you know, if they're caught with a few grams or maybe a little bit more, no priors, and they're eligible for this program, and the prosecutor determines they're eligible in Ingham County, you'll have an opportunity to, you know, avoid the entire court process that we talk about week in and week out, where, you know, you're in the system there for quite some time. And this is a deferral program, a diversion program, and kudos to the courts in Ingham County and the prosecutor's office and all the judges and staff members who make this possible for the general public. It saves a lot of heartache, a lot of money, and a lot of time. And things are going in the right direction. I like to see other courts follow suit, Craig.
That's true. And like I said, I have a question about that more. We have to take a break, though, on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We'll be right back. The Todd L. Levitt Law Show thanks you for listening to our podcast. If you have a business you think people would want to hear about, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show accepts advertising. We can promote your business to a very specialized, targeted audience. Any size commitment and any budget. Email toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com for more information about sponsoring and advertising on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show podcast.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show here in the mothership. Man, does it look great in here, Craig.
Oh, Little John, you need to be our staff announcer, Little John. That's what I think.
Just let you know, she's looking great.
Little John is so compassionate. He's given so much back to the community, to the youth, to senior citizens. I mean, Little John, on behalf of everybody, we love you. I thank you on behalf of everybody. I mean, you know we love you.
Well, it's a great feeling when you walk somewhere into places and they say, "You're Little John? Man, do you know how you helped me here? Do you know how you helped me there?" Or get some of the juveniles that are older now that are adults and they come over to visit me yet with their children or that became lawyers or doctors because our judges here have helped them and we have great programs for the youth. You know, it's a great honor to be able to do this stuff. My idea is to help where I can help.
I just want to give a big shout out to Judge Irving. He's retiring. Our local Craig probate judge.
Okay.
The guy's been my mentor for 20 plus years. He is so professional, so kind, so giving back to the families and the men and women who have come before him. He's a true gentleman. He's a scholar. He's just a great man, so I want to congratulate Judge Irvin on a great career. He still has plenty of years ahead of him. Not sure what he's going to be doing, but again, I can't thank him enough on behalf of, you know, myself as an individual and as an attorney for everything Little John he's done for myself as a lawyer. And he's just a true gentleman and a true jurist. He's such a great man.
Oh, you can't say enough about him, Todd. I'm going to miss him. I told him the other day when I seen him because most of my juveniles go through him, and He's been my mentor. He's taught me a lot. He's taught me how to be compassionate with these kids. And I prepare them for the good or the bad, for the kids will behave in the courtroom, and which a lot of them listen, which is an honor. But the judge has taught me that, to show them some compassion, keep them from getting de-escalated. In the 16, 18 years I've been doing this, I've had the privilege to work with Judge Irvin. He's an awesome man. He does a great job. I'm going to miss him, and I told him that.
I just have so much respect for him and the other judges in Isabella County Courthouse. I truly think very highly of all the judges. But, hey, Craig.
Hey, Todd.
Let's get back to the show of shows right here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
I was going
to
say, you know, after hearing a little bit of Little John speaking, if you, this is the first time you've ever heard Little John, maybe this is the first time you've heard him on the podcast, or even the first time you heard him on 98.5 or Rock 105 and Rock 95.5, go back into the podcast archives and see the shows from Little John from past, and you can really get a good sense of what Little John is all about and what he means to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. So here's another cannabis update, and this was breaking news from Michigan Radio. They actually reported a couple of days ago, actually it was on Monday, starting September 15th, any dispensary in the state of Michigan that doesn't have a license will have to close. That's big news, because they just awarded 16 dispensary licenses getting ready for recreational marijuana, which is, of course, on the ballot in November, but also the enhanced and changing medicinal marijuana rules in the state of Michigan. 16 new licenses, but if anybody who is not licensed by September 15th, they will have to close. Have you heard about this, Todd?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is nothing new. And what you're referring to, if you're a dispensary and you've been operating within the confines of the law and you're in the process of step one, getting pre-approved, and step two, after pre-approval, obtaining a physical location within a municipality, and that municipality has adopted an ordinance opting into the Facilities Licensing Act and giving you specific permission or your corporation. So these are the issues you're referring to. Craig, there was an extension that took place, and basically the department through the state shall issue or deny a state operating license under the emergency rules and rules on or before September 15th of 2018. So basically, a municipality with an authorizing ordinance of this rule shall have adopted it pursuant to Section 205 of the Act, and these rules no later than September 15th of 2018. If you're an applicant under the rule that has been denied or has not been issued a license by September 15th of 2018 and you're operating without a license, you have to cease and desist. So, and that includes any temporary operation after September 15th. It will be an operation that's considered unlicensed, and it's unlicensed activity. Now, how do you prevent that from happening? Two steps, Craig. One, you get pre-authorized. That's step one. You hire an attorney who specializes in getting you pre-authorized through the state of Michigan. Step two, you work with the municipality or township in which you own property, leasing property, you're going to purchase property, and make sure by September 15th that they have an ordinance in place that's adopted the state statutes and gives you specific permission. Get all your ducks in order, hire an attorney, and get it to the state of Michigan.
And, of course, if you have not hired an attorney or you need some help with one, you can always give Todd's office a call. This is in Michigan only. I know people listen to the podcast all across the world. But if you're in Michigan and you're looking to do this, 989-772-6000. If Todd can't help you, he will put you in touch with people who can. But that is the best way to go to get the process started if you haven't already done that, because you basically have got a month at this point to get the ball rolling and get your ducks in a row, as Mr. Levitt just said.
Back when all this took place, Craig, what an individual or an applicant was required to do so they were able to continue to operate before pre-approval and, you know, approval via licenses of one of the covenant licenses, what they had to do was they had to show proof from a municipality that they adopted the ordinances before December 15th of 2017 and that the municipality authorized a temporary operation of the applicant so they didn't have to shut down. So those were two things that had to be in place for these dispensaries to continue to operate as they go through the pre-approval and approval process, the two-step process. Now, we're talking about the state of Michigan. Other states differ in many different ways, Craig. And again, I work with some of the best attorneys in the country in regards to assisting individuals and corporations in seeking some of these options. So I'll put you in touch with Matt Abel, who's the executive director of Normal. Matt's an outstanding attorney, good friend of mine, Neil Rockind. Neil actually sits on the board of My Compassion, great attorney. Chris Aiello, Bart Morris, Mike Camorn. These are a handful of attorneys that I work with and refer callers and listeners to in the state of Michigan and individuals outside the state who want to enter Michigan. Craig, there's a lot of information out there. Feel free to just Google Lara, L-A-R-A, and, you know, Google Lara Marijuana. Also, be sure to check out mycompassion.org, everything they're doing. We have a lot more information to get to. We have a question in regards to the laws in New Mexico, Craig. What do you think about that? New Mexico, little John. Have you ever been to New Mexico?
No, I haven't. I haven't been to New Mexico yet.
You ever see Breaking Bad? That was based in New Mexico. Craig, we have to go to break?
We do have to go to break. We also have more cannabis news. There's statewide. Other states have more cannabis news. We'll touch on that in the final segment of the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
We'll be right back.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show thanks you for listening to our podcast. If you have a business you think people would want to hear about, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show accepts advertising. We can promote your business to a very specialized, targeted audience. Any size commitment and any budget. Email toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com for more information about sponsoring and advertising on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show podcast.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting and podcasting in the middle of the Mitten, a beautiful nutrient field. When I refer to the Mitten, folks, for those of you listening outside the great state of Michigan, pure Michigan baby, I'm born in a D, by the way, Berkeley High, class 83, Central Michigan CMU Fire Up Chips, class 88. Anyhow, Craig, totally irrelevant information. And by the way, Craig, little John, if you truly want to torture or punish your children, you want me to tell you how you do it? I'm being sarcastic and humorous right now.
How would you do it?
You take them on a trip where they have no phone service. I recently spent a week in the great state of Superior over the bridge, and I had all my kids with me and some of their friends, and they had no phone service in the Upper Peninsula. And, I mean, they couldn't go on Snapchat. They couldn't go on Instagram. They couldn't text. I mean, I was in heaven because I could actually have a conversation with these young people. I mean, I wanted to bring that to the attention of other parents out there. I don't mean to physically torture your kids. I'm being, you know, sarcastic, meaning if you really want to see your kids, you know, sweat, take them somewhere where there's no phone service.
I was to a family event. My sister put on the door. No use of your phone other than if you get a phone call. Do not be texting. Do not be doing anything. Be in conversation. Everybody anymore, we take and text everything. We don't talk to each other. It's crazy.
Yeah, why does everything have to be a storyline, Craig? Why does every meal that every young person consumes, every place they walk, every street corner, every store, Craig, you've been around this. You have children.
I do. And I'll tell you this much. I think all the parents who are listening right now are laughing like a hyena at your you saying that you're torturing your kids because they know exactly what you're talking about. You know what? I think a lot of kids, I think that's how they grow up these days. They think that everything in their life is so important that they have to tell every single person about it. And instead of actually having personal conversations with people saying, hey, we went to the store, hey, we had a meal, they just think they can put it up on social media and just show everybody all at once. I think it's crazy.
Over the last year, I've been at a number of family functions, weddings, birthday parties, graduations, and there's been, you know, a dozen or more or less young folks in their teens, 20s, early 20s, and throughout the meal or whatever it was we were doing, you know, they would be taking pictures, Snapchatting, posting on Facebook, Instagram. I literally would have to say things like, wait a minute, I was not in that picture. I was not part of that, was I? I don't really care for everyone to know where I'm at, what I'm doing 24 hours a day. Why do, whatever happened to just appreciating those that are close to you, going out in nature, appreciating, you know, Mother Earth and what she gives us? I mean, there's just, it's a sad, sad state of affairs, Craig, and it's not changing, little John. It's just getting worse.
You got that right. Everything, you know what, anymore. They're circled around the phone. Show them an old phone like we used to have. You had to wait for people to get off the party line. If you wanted a private line, you paid extra. Nowadays, everybody's got a private line.
You know, there's so much noise out there, Craig. I can't say it enough. We don't talk politics on this show. Yeah, we're very passionate about what we believe in, but we don't talk politics. And it was, what do we always say, Craig?
Not Democrats, not Republicans.
We're Americans.
That's right.
That's right, folks. We're not Democrats. We're not Republicans. We're Americans. We love the Constitution. We love the Second Amendment. We love the ability to communicate and advocate passionately on behalf of the people, for the people. And we don't believe in big government also. I mean, we're not getting political here, but we just, can't we just be left alone, Craig? I would just love to have a piece of property, you know, beautiful piece of property, and be left alone. That's all I'm saying. Just leave us alone. I'll burn my garbage. I'll grow my own food. I'll get us some cattle, some milking cows, and just let me be. That's all I want to do. I've lived in the country long enough. I think I can milk a cow and raise some cattle, little John.
Well, you need some chickens, too. Well, got to have your eggs in the morning. Nice, fresh eggs.
Yeah, well, you know a lot of people with chickens. I can get some chickens from you, and we can go see Dr. Pohl. Dr. Pohl and Charlie out there. Charlie Pohl's a friend of mine, and John out there. We can get some chickens from those guys.
Yeah, they don't live too far from me, Doc Pohl don't. Buddy of mine from Detroit comes up here and does work for him.
The incredible Dr. Pohl, as seen on Animal Planet for like a decade running now.
Yep.
Is literally recorded right in our backyard, Craig.
When are we doing the Todd L. Levitt podcast from the Todd L. Levitt compound and combine? That's what I want to know. When are you going to have a bunch of people move in with you and everybody lives off the land? And
No, everybody can, you know, purchase their own land. You know, I'm not saying everybody should have this. Listen.
I know.
I love our democracy here. I'm not implying that every individual out there should have a equal part of property out there. I believe in capitalism and democracy wholeheartedly. I'm just saying I just would like my own piece of land where, you know, my taxes aren't jacked, you know, through the roof like Mount Everest, and I'm not bothered by anybody. I can do whatever I want on my property as long as it's not hurting anybody else. I mean, it's my property. I can do what I want.
And no cell service.
I don't want any disputes with neighbors.
And no cell service, so your kids will have to actually come over and talk to you. How about that?
I don't know how we got off on this. Yeah, no cell service for the kids. You come into my house, I'm going to have it blocked out like a ham radio. So
there you go.
Hey, do you remember when you guys were younger? I was a paper boy, and there was always coupons in the weekend, you know, comics. If you go to Radio Shack, you know, you get a free walkie-talkie. I thought that was the coolest thing in the world when I was a kid, going to get my free flashlight and free walkie-talkie. Now, I controlled the newspaper, so I had like 15 of each every time it came out.
Well, yeah, back in my day, I remember the magazines and the papers. You kept them in the outhouse. That's the only place you used them. But you also got to read them. Kids don't know what an outhouse is anymore, and if you're lucky, you had a double throner. Didn't matter. What the heck? You had to go, you had to go.
When you went to Radio Shack, why did they always ask you what your zip code was, even if you're just buying a thing of batteries? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, you know, those flashlights that were free in the weekend comics, they required D batteries, by the way. In fact, Big Hair And Little Hair, his son, Big Hair and Little Hair. There's now a Little Hair, by the way. Oh, in fact, there might be a Little Hair of the Little Hair, but Big Hair still has one of those flashlights.
Does he use it to get around, root around in his Prius?
Ooh, Big Hair also has a truck.
I know.
Hey,
I know.
But no, you know, I'll tell you one thing as a paper boy. I mean, I was delivering, you know, the news, Detroit news at 11 years of age. And when I was 13 years of age, I won a contest. I was able to sign up the most new subscribers in my jurisdiction. And I was sent on a trip to the Bahamas at 13 with other paperboys.
I always wondered why you didn't get into sales instead of law. I think you would have been a good salesperson.
I'm in sales. I sell my services as an attorney defending people's constitutional right.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah, I used to sell the grit paper. It was a paper came out once a week. And, man, I saved up on so much points, and they paid me. But they didn't give me my rewards for selling the papers. I had all kinds of people, and I hit the above average and everything. And them son of a guns never gave me whatever it was that I was supposed to get for having that many points. So I quit selling the grit paper.
It was a pain. As a paper boy, it was really sometimes a pain in the you-know-what trying to collect money. I delivered an apartment complex, Northgate Apartments and Lincoln Towers, located in off of 10 and Greenfield. And it was really difficult collecting money, and my mother would have to pay, because you had to pay for your papers. So at the end of the week, you had a district manager, and he would come to you, and you would have to pay for the papers, and whatever you had left over, you kept as tips. And it was tough collecting from these old folks sometimes. I'm just saying, hey, Craig, a quick recreational Michigan update for the listeners. I get a lot of questions on what's going to happen in November when recreational passes in the state of Michigan, which we all expect it to do. There's going to, you know, businesses will be able to apply for a recreational license. My understanding is those businesses that are already pre-qualified and have obtained licenses under the current regulations and laws will be the first in line to obtain a rec license. So if you go to a dispensary and they don't have a rec license in December and you're not a cardholder, you may not be able to go in there and purchase anything. You have to, if you're 21 and over, when a law passes, you have to go to a business that has a rec license. You just can't walk in that only accepts medical marijuana cards.
So they're going to split.
Does that make sense?
They're going to split that up, in other words, is what you're saying.
Well, there's going to be a separate license. You can get a license. So right now, as it stands, you can get one of those five licenses. License to grow, A, B, class A, B, or C, dispense, test, transportation. There's a new license called a rec license that's coming out once it's rec, so these businesses can sell, just like alcohol, recreational cannabis. But the question is, who's going to have an opportunity to apply for this rec license? It's going to be a whole nother licensing process procedure. And so those who are already getting pre-qualified, my understanding is, as it stands right now, they'll be first in line to get those rec licenses. So if you're a business owner out there in the state of Michigan and you say, hey, I want a hardware store, I'm going to sell marijuana after November when the law passes, no, that's not how it works.
And hopefully the way that all the things that they're going through with issuing these licenses for medicinal marijuana will teach them how to do the recreational one when, say, in another year or so, they actually start accepting those applications and start issuing those licenses. They'll have this process down, so it won't be nearly as traumatic as it's become with the medicinal licenses. It'll be a much easier process, you'd like to believe.
Yeah, I'm hoping it is. You know, it'll create a lot less confusion. It'll help a lot of the people that are afraid that are trying to use the oils right now to sustain the pain. I have some friends that have children that are autistic. And, man, they're letting the kids have the oil, and you wouldn't believe. They give it to the oil to them maybe once every 3 days, two different families that I know of. And the kids are becoming social. They're not breaking things. It's really doing wonders.
And again, disclaimer, Craig, the views and opinions are those of mine, not the owners of the station, not the advertisers, just mine personally, Little John's. These are the views and opinions. We don't want anybody out there going outside the confines of the law. Follow all the laws, statute, regulations. Seek medical attention from a doctor that actually specializes in cannabis medicine. They're out there. And make sure you check out mycompassion.org. Heidi, one of the founders, is going to be on the show in the upcoming weeks, and they do such a great job. Check out mycompassion.org. And Craig, we have to go.
Todd, the show's over. Little John, thanks for coming on, man. We love you. Thank you for being a part of the show.
Hey, thank you for having me again, and it's great to be here. And I hope I can do her again.
Absolutely, Always and Forever. Remember that song? Always and forever, each moment with you is just... Why am I singing? What? I forgot I was on the radio for him. I'm looking at you singing a romantic song, Little John. You're a handsome man, but I didn't want to sing that to you. Hey, Craig, take us out with some Def Leppard. We got to go. We'll see you this time next week. I'm not just a litigator. I'm an advocator. We got to go, baby.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, brought to you by Chad Malleywell Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Clear Vision Windows, Siding, Roofing, and Attic Installation of Midland, Mackinac Properties and Northern Michigan Vacation Rentals, buying, selling, and renting properties in the Straits of Mackinac region since 1998, Tim's Collision Plus in Roscommon, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer, and Dr. Robert Townsend in Denali Healthcare for your alternative health care needs.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.